Chapter 64. The sky was darkening rapidly, for the sun had long ago sunk below a blazing horizon. Rod heard the whisper of wings and strained his eyes upwards into the gloom. They came in fast, in V formation, slanting down towards the pool of the river. He stood up from the blind and swung the shotgun on them, leading well ahead of the line of flight. He squeezed off both barrels. Wham! Wham! And the duck broke formation and rocketed upwards, whirring aloft on noisy wings. "Damn it," said Rod. "What's wrong, Deadeye Dick? Did you miss?" asked Terry. "The light's too bad." "Excuses, excuses." Terry stood up beside him, and Rod pushed a bald fist lightly against her neck. "That's enough from you, woman. Let's go home." Carrying the shotguns and bunches of dead duck, they trudged along the bank in the dusk to the waiting Land Rover. It was completely dark as they drove back to the lodge. "What a wonderful day it's been," Terry murmured dreamily. "If for nothing else, I will always be grateful to you for teaching me how to enjoy my life." Back at the lodge, they bathed and changed into fresh clothes. For dinner, they had wild duck and pineapple, with salads from Mrs. Fat Hand's vegetable garden. Afterwards, they sprawled on the leopard-skin rugs in front of the fireplace and watched the log fire without talking, relaxed and happy and tired. "My God, it's almost 9 o'clock. Terry checked her wristwatch. "I fancy a bit of bed myself. How about you, Mr. Ironsides?"
"Well, let's hear the 9 o'clock news first."
"Oh, Rod, nobody ever listens to the news here. This is Fairyland."
Rod switched on the radio, and the first word froze them both. It was Sonder Ditch. In horrified silence, they listened to the full report. Rod's expression was granite hard, his mouth a tight, grim line. When the news report ended, Rod switched off the radio set and lit a cigarette. "There is trouble," he said. "Big trouble. I'm sorry, Terry. We must go back. As soon as possible. I have to get back to the mine."
"I know," Terry agreed immediately. "But, Rod, I can't take off from this landing strip in the dark. There is no flare path."
"We'll leave at first light."
Rod slept very little that night. Whenever she woke, Terry sensed him lying, unsleeping, worrying. Twice she heard him get up and go to the bathroom. In the very early hours of the morning, she woke from her own troubled sleep and saw him silhouetted against the starlit window. He was smoking a cigarette and staring out into the darkness. It was the first night they had spent together without making love. In the dawn, Rod was haggard and puffy-eyed. They were airborne at 8 o'clock, and they landed in Johannesburg a little after 10. Rod went straight to the telephone in Hank's office, and Lily Jordan answered his call.
"Miss Jordan, what the hell is happening? Is everything all right?"
"Is that you, Mr. Ironsides? Oh, thank God! Thank God you've come! Something terrible has happened!"